This is episode 1905 of the Daily Guided Meditation. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to the next to the last day of our series on brain health. Throughout this series, you have discovered tips and techniques to improve your brain health. And you've had a few challenges along the way. You were challenged to learn something new and to follow your passion, to explore hobbies and skills that require your full concentration and efforts. And in doing so, you improve your brain's health. So throughout this series, you have been applying the qualities of planning, learning, concentrating, remembering, and actively engaging your brain. In today's episode, you will combine the different meditation techniques we've explored all week long as you layer them in your meditation. Now remember, these techniques can be used whether you are seated on your meditation cushion or chair, or you might be walking and doing errands as you listen to this episode. It's all good. I encourage you to do the techniques on and off your meditation location. So I want to share with you some more insight regarding your brain health. So in the next to the last episode, you have a few more techniques to apply as you enhance your own brain health. And that is by keeping in mind your brain's plasticity. Your brain is constantly changing. And even as you age, well into your 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond, you are still able to adapt your brain to new situations, to learn new things, and to stay curious. When you practice the habits we've explored throughout this week's series, you will help your brain to grow new connections and to repair broken ones. Because when you practice habits, that consistency, just like when you meditate consistently, and you learn new information, you're able to strengthen and repair those broken connections. So as you age, your brain keeps working, developing, and learning. You may notice some changes, but not all changes indicate that you might be experiencing a degenerative disease, such as Alzheimer's or dementia. Even when you're young, it's important to protect your brain, because when you suffer a concussion or anytime you hit your head, you can potentially damage a part of your brain. It doesn't mean you won't be able to recover, but it does mean that you may need to repair that part of your brain by doing the different things we explored this week: planning, concentrating, learning, remembering. When you use it, you won't lose it. Other things can impact your brain's health as well, and that has to do with taking certain medications and also taking substances that can harm your brain, such as alcohol or drugs, prescription medications, and doing things that are addictive to your brain, such as viewing pornography. That actually changes your brain. Many people think, oh, it's not a big deal, but it actually does numb out your brain and you seek more and more. Any addiction will cause changes in your brain, the prefrontal part of your brain especially. So make sure that you take good care of your brain. And another way to take great care of your brain is to make sure you get enough sleep. This is absolutely vital for your brain health. In fact, many of the worst disasters of our current times have been attributed to lack of sleep, such as the Challenger spacecraft disaster and the nuclear disasters at Chernobyl and Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania. These are some notable disasters that were attributed to the engineers and people involved not getting enough sleep. They had been so fatigued from working on different aspects of these major projects that required optimum brain performance. And without enough sleep, that just can't happen. In fact, a lot of accidents happen when lack of sleep and fatigue is paired with operating a vehicle or any kind of machinery. So make sure that you give your brain the rest it needs. So I think you are ready to go ahead and layer these meditation techniques together. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated upward as they're closed, this is an important tweak that helps to keep your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Go ahead and mentally repeat to yourself the affirmation for this week's Brain Health series. I embrace energy and vitality. I embrace energy and vitality. Mentally repeat this affirmation to yourself and repeat it out loud. Do this several times throughout your day. I embrace energy and vitality. You could hold your fingers and hands in this week's mudra, the asthma mudra, that helps you to breathe better. And you do it by holding your hands at your chest with your palms facing each other, bending your middle fingers on each hand, and then with the first knuckle there, right by your fingernail, touching those knuckles together. And your palms are touching, and your other fingers are extended upward. This mudra helps you to concentrate. You can focus at your heart chakra, visualizing the color green, supporting you, emanating from you, feeling compassion for others. This relaxes your brain. When you bring the heart component into your brain health, you give yourself the full mind-body effect. So focus on love and compassion. feel your heart relax. As you inhale and exhale through your nose, inhale to the count of three. One, two, three. Hold for six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Exhale for eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Beautiful. Continue doing the breathing exercise. Inhaling for three, holding for six, exhaling for eight, and allow your brain to simply relax. You can find the full half-hour guided meditations over on the Sip and Om Meditation app, and each week's series includes a journal customized for the series, as well as a slowdown guide. Know that you are so worth slowing down for.